In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. May thy heavenly favor, O Lord, prosper the people who serve thee, and make them ever obedient to thy commandments. The prayer over the people of today's Mass highlights the relationship that we have with God and God with us. We know well that God is a great giver. He created us from nothingness and gave us the gift of life. He gave us a family in which we were born and many other blessings. What God has given us is not then without purpose. It is true that he made us out of his goodness, which communicates itself to other things. However, God also orients his actions for a particular end, like how a hunter aims his rifle at a paper target or at a deer. This end for which he has created us, for which he has given us all that we possess in soul and in mind, is the same end that we can recall from the Catechism, namely, to know, love, and serve God. We hear God's desire to love him, and by love to serve him faithfully in the communion verse. Thou hast commanded thy commandments to be kept most diligently. In the introit, God tells us that he will listen to our cries of affliction, like a caring and solicitous father. In exchange, we listen to him, as the psalmist has declared, "Attend, O my people, to my law." What is our secondary response to this generosity of God? We respond with our own generosity, inspired by his own grace. Let us admire the example of St. Peter's mother-in-law, who was seriously ill. When Jesus was standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. What was her response? She rose at once and began to wait on them. Her immediate desire to wait on Jesus indicated the intensity of her charity that she had, a charity which stemmed from the charity she received from the Savior. Just as we respond to the blessings we have received by thanking and loving God through obeying his commandments, we too can also love him by loving our neighbor. Whosoever shall give you to drink a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, he will not lose his reward, says our Lord in the Gospel. Let us be joyful, then. Let us be joyful in thanksgiving to God for all he has done to us. May we not take for granted the many things, visible and invisible, we have received from his hands up until this day, lest we lose them due to our ingratitude. May we respond to his love with our own love by avoiding sin, avoiding bad habits, and all that might offend God. May we also strive with his help to be conduits for his goodness, cooperating with the love he has given us by offering it to those around us, our brothers and sisters in Christ. In doing so, we will not lose a reward, which is none other than the vision of God with the saints in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.